I don't think that's the approach. I mean, the approach to say if you do not publish, the European associations will boycott. That's, I think, it's a sad comment and sad statement, because it's totally different things. Again, the publication of the report, I think that all has been said. Why it is, if not impossible, difficult to publish this report, mainly to protect 75 persons who have made a deposition and were given confidentiality insurance that their deposition will remain confidential as part of the investigation process. I am one of the 75, by the way. I mean, there were 75 people who asked because they were involved either directly or indirectly in the process, in this bidding process for 2018 and 2022. So Mr. Eckert read the report of Mr. Garcia, based his 42 statement or report on Garcia's report, and there was a disagreement on this report coming from Mr. Garcia, and at that time I said it was sad that it was a bit FIFA versus FIFA. It's sad for FIFA, definitely. And it's sad for our reputation and for the image. It's sad for commercial partners. It's sad for all the people who are supporting football. And I hope that following the meeting they had, the request to Mr. Scala to read the report, to give a feedback to the executive committee on the 18th of December in Morocco when we have our meeting, that we will end up with a final position or final statement coming from the ethics committee, supported by, I would say, the report from Mr. Scala. And I hope deeply that the statement or the decision would be that this bidding process on 18 and 22 is closed, as Mr. Eckert said, is one of his findings. That there will be additional investigation on individuals, that's the course of the investigation. But again, I really hope that it's time now to close this investigation, to close this period